Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. Discussions of forensics, how it's done, and true crime interest.
Hello and welcome back to Stephen's True Crime Commentary, and I am Stephen David Lampley. Welcome. Hey, I wanted to take a minute here at the onset to tell you about a book I have coming out March 31st of this year. It's the Dahmer book. It'll be available for pre-order, and that'll be available on the website, www.thedahmerbook.com. You'll probably want to get a copy of Inside the Mind of a Serial Killer first. You can get that book on www.amazon.com/author/Stephen Lampley. Inside the Mind of a Serial Killer will give you sort of a basis of understanding about a serial killer prior to reading the Dahmer book. So this might be something you want to pick up first. All right, let's get started. Today, now if you have a weak stomach and you're eating, I mean a really weak stomach, we're not going to get all gross on this, okay? But if you have a semi-weak stomach and things sometimes, you know, make your stomach queasy, some subject matters, you might want to put your hot dog down or your burrito or your hamburger or lasagna, whatever it is, momentarily as you're listening to this, because we're going to talk about human decomposition. We're going to discuss some things that if you have a weak stomach, it may not set well with you, and I certainly don't want you to lose your appetite. All right, human decomposition, particularly the compounds and the smells of human decomposition, is what we're going to go over very briefly on this segment. Now, at a fairly predictable time in the human decomposition process, the human body will begin to produce gases and chemical compounds. The human body will produce such things as cadaverine and putrescine. Now these two, cadaverine and putrescine, will give off that typical landmark rotting flesh smell. And if you've never smelled that, it's one of a kind, okay? It's a one of a kind smell. Then the next gas that the human body will give off is something called scatol. Now it's a strong feces odor, and at the end of this commentary, I want to tell you something pretty interesting about this compound that you probably are not aware of, that you probably do not know. So stay tuned as I tell you about that. Another product is dimethyl sulfide and trisulfide. Now this produces a foul-smelling odor similar to garlic. It's a garlicky type smell. Indole produces a mothball type smell. Now understand, body's producing all these gases and producing all these smells. So you wonder why a dead animal or a dead human stinks so badly. It's because all these smells are being produced at the same time. And it's really, like I said, a one-of-a-kind smell. You'll never forget it. And the times that I have been involved in deaths or homicides where the body has been there hours or several days, when you go into the structure, or into the building, or into the room where they are, if you stay any length of time, let me tell you something. That smell stays in your clothing. When you leave there, you will continue. It's a very pungent smell. You won't forget it. All right. And another byproduct of the decomposition of a human is a methane smell, and it has a rotting cabbage odor to it. And of course, now we also have hydrogen sulfide, and as the name implies, it's a sulfur smell, a rotting egg smell. Now you have all these smells coming out. No wonder it stinks, right? These odors begin to be produced during the second stage of decomposition, and that's typically when you smell these odors, and that's called the bloat phase. One of the common questions is, well, how long does it take a human body to begin to smell? Well, that depends. A cadaver dog can smell a human body almost immediately after death, almost immediately after a person dies. So it depends on how long it takes you to smell your olfactory capabilities. And it also depends on the amount of smell being produced by the human body. Now, what is it that impacts how long it takes a human body to smell? Well, there's several factors. Humidity, temperature, the age of the individual, the gender, how much sun. Typically, though, under normal conditions, you know, outside, just general normal conditions, no extremes, you're looking at 24 to 36 hours. But again, that's not certain. It could be as few as 8 to 12 hours. It really just depends on all those factors, and actually even others that we didn't discuss. All right, now I wanted to tell you something about Scatol that you probably do not know. Now, Scatol is produced, and it has a produced by the human body, and it has a fecal, very, very pungent fecal smell to it. Now, it's also produced commercially. Now, companies actually produce this chemical. What do they use it for? Who in the world could ever want a chemical that smells like human feces? Well, let me tell you something. Scatol, when it is very, very diluted, has a flowery smell to it. Now, some of you probably see where I'm going with this already. It is used in a lot of perfumes. I know, right? Scatol is produced commercially and is used in a lot of fixatives and a lot of perfumes. I know. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. I look forward to seeing you again next time, and have a great evening.
Thank you for tuning into Stephen's True Crime Commentary, heard across America. You are invited to visit Stephen's website for information on his books, speaking dates, and speaking programs like How to Catch a Liar. In this seminar, Stephen explains some of the very same techniques police detectives use to help them determine if someone is lying. You will learn such things as global versus individual indicators, use of contractions, voice tone, eye shift, evasion, allusion, pronoun usage, question pause, base shift, and much more. Go to StephenDavidLampley.com for information on this seminar and much more.
True Crime Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by JasonLampley.com.